Okay, so we're up to the sixth mishnah of the third parak of Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana Omer kol mekabel aval old Torah. Somebody who accepts the yoke of Torah. So that's not an abstract affiliation with Torah. That the person recognizes Torah's binding nature. But more significantly, as the Rambam says, Hasmadas Hakriya, that a person really accepts the yoke of Torah. That the yoke of Torah demands that a person commit themselves in a very serious and binding way to the needs of Torah, which are truly unlimited, and that has implications for time and effort and energy, etc. So Mavir Mimenu al Malchus Vil Derecharetz. So the reward for that person will be that he won't be drawn into the king's service, so to speak, drafted into the army, and Ol Derecharetz, the burdens of Parnassa, will be lifted off of this person. As well, that somehow the Parnassa will come, as Rabbeinu Yonah notes, a little bit easier. Not that they're not going to have to work at all, but lo yitzterech lasos melacha harbe, letzorech parnasaso, uvmaat yaspik lo lichdei chiyuso. He'll do with a little bit less. Kimlechas atzadik misbarechas. First of all, he'll be the beneficiary of some divine assistance. And maybe even more importantly, v'nafsho, smicha b'chalko. He's not going to be trying to be the richest guy on the block. He'll need whatever he needs for subsistence and some basic dignity, and that will be sufficient. So again, this is a very rationalistic approach to Ol Derech Eretz. It's not like the money is going to start growing on trees, but in the perspective of this individual itself will militate in favor of a minimalist approach because they will suffice with less, given that their singular focus is discharging the needs of Torah, kol mekabel alav ol Torah. V'chol aporek mimenu ol Torah, there's a dispute as to what this means. The Rambam takes this in terms of the dogmatic sphere, somebody who repudiates the Torah in terms of its binding quality or perhaps its divine origin. Others simply say, in terms of the unwillingness to commit oneself to the discipline and the ethic of rigorous Torah study. The Bartanura says that, as the person says, Omer Kasha Ula Shel Torah Veni Yachol Asovla. They don't want that kind of pressure. Nosen Level Malchus Vil Derech Eretz. The person shouldn't think that they're going to have an easier life. On the contrary, that yoke will be filled. That vacuum will be filled with other yokes, namely that of the government and the needs of Parnassa. So again, one way to think about this Mishnah is almost like in a supernatural realm, that God will arrange things thus. But as Rabbeinu Yonah started to allude to, and this is certainly the direction that I'd like to present things in, it can be understood in a much more naturalistic vein. If a person is mekabel alav ol Torah, a person focuses and orients himself in that direction, so, they'll be less interested in, let's say, getting recognition from the government, which becomes like a consuming endeavor that Ol Malchus and Ol Derech Eretz, naturally, they'll need Ein Kemach Ein Torah, they'll need some basic subsistence and, again, a measure of dignity as well. Chayim Shel Osher V'Chavod, we say, in Berchas HaChodesh, so it's not wealth for its own sake, but really wealth enough to provide basic dignity, but they're not going to, spend hour after hour following the markets because that's not their goal in life. It's not simply not to earn the most money that they can or to be the wealthiest guy in the block or to have the nicest car in the neighborhood, far from it. V'chol aporik menu ol Torah, when people repudiate that mission, that raison d'etre, what happens is that they develop other shibudim, as we would say. They develop other bonds which grasp and ensnare them. So nost and olav in a very naturalistic sense, not in a supernaturalistic sense, not in an esoteric sense, but in a naturalistic and exoteric sense. Nost and olav, humalchos of the old derech eretz, that what happens is in that vacuum of values that other values become more important, prestige, recognition on the part of government officials, and earning money becomes much more than a means to an end, but it becomes a telos in its own right. And that sort of fills that vacuum. And I think this reading, is compelling internally, but it also resolves what would otherwise be perhaps a bit of an issue, as the Gemara in Brachos describes a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Yochai in terms of how a person should spend their time. Rabbi Shimon Yochai goes the purest route, and he says, person who studies Torah, m'lachta nasei salidei acherim, that other people will do their work for them, and Rabbi Shmuel says that, that we have to synthesize our Torah study with gainful employment. And the Gemara comments there that people tried it both ways. But the people who did like Rabbi Shmuel were successful, and the people who did like Rabbi Shimon Yochai lo also biyadan, they were not successful. And this not successful doesn't only mean they weren't successful in terms of Parnasa because they neglected it, but they weren't successful in terms of Torah, because the Gemara says if you don't have an umnus, you know, sofo shabali de listos, that eventually you're simply going to come to need to provide for yourself, in some other way, perhaps in an immoral way. So it's hard for me to believe that this Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana is running, it's not impossible, but hard for me to believe that it's running against the basic direction of that Gemara in Brachos. So I'd rather interpret Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana as saying that a person who's Makabel Old Torah is not a person who's repudiated the need for gainful employment, but a person whose ultimate priority is Torah, and that it's a psychological statement about a person's value orientation. So that person is not as motivated in terms of malchus and derech eretz, whether it's prestige or material wealth, and less for them is really more in terms of the opportunity cost, right? Marbe nechasim, marbe da'aga, a lot of time is spent going down those rabbit holes, and rather this person orients themselves towards the old Torah.